Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Based on his subpar, quite frankly, pathetic performance first month plus of the season. And boy, has he stabilized and stabilized in a big way. Here in June, 3-0 with a .225 earned run average. No walks last night, which has been kind of the thing that killed him in April. Hurt him a couple of weeks ago in Sacramento against the A's. But boy, he's been on point with his command. And Charlie Morton, all of a sudden, and Nolan and I were talking about it earlier, as we sit here on June 20th, right now, he might be the most reliable starting pitcher they have. Now, whether or not that's a good thing, well, there's another can of worms we're going to open here for sure.
Well, yeah, happy Friday to you, yes. Nolan. Happy Friday as well. Look at that. We're back, and the Orioles
band's
are
back together,
the
man.
Band's back. Every Friday, 12 to 2, as always. But your question was, or thought, Charlie Morton, is he the most consistent Oriole pitcher? Well, recency bias would say he's the guy, you know, just because he's pitched really well. I'm not going to even try to create all these other words or adjectives. He's pitched well. Now, we know he pitched very poorly. Month of April, 9.26 ERA. But since the month of April ended, and he had that stint of going to the bullpen, trying to figure it out. He had a 3.98 ERA in May. He had really solid starts to end. If we look at that Cardinals start on May 26th, went six, gave up two earned runs. And ever since that moment, he has been consistent. Take out that one game against the A's. He's right. Take out that game against the A's, Bob Haney.
Yep.
Charlie Morton gave up one earned run in all the other outings. So I agree with what he's saying. He's made the change. He's made the adjustment. And this is what I kept looking at too, Bob. I watched his stuff and I agree with Charlie. He goes, I feel like I'm not washed. And he's definitely proven it now, especially helping the Orioles win games. And how about a game that they needed because of that big let down the night before, blowing an 8-0 lead.
One of the reasons, and only get in here too, maybe that he felt he wasn't washed. I mean, I was skeptical, I'm not going to lie. But he was throwing mid-90s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the velocity was there. So there was no loss of pace on the fastball. He just didn't know where the hell it was going. And more importantly, he couldn't throw his curveball for strikes. So Charlie Morton is a guy that now, if he's not helping the Orioles get into playoff contention, maybe as he rehabilitated the rep enough that he might help another team pitch into the postseason here,
well,
where
either,
he's done
yeah.
well historically.
Either way, you'll take it.
Yep.
I mean, it's a positive either way, but for now, we've shifted, at least I have, our focus into trying to win, or at least maybe there's something, there's a light at the end of the tunnel here. It's not all hope is lost. I mean, we can enjoy watching the games while they're going on. We got 162 to get through. We might as well enjoy it. But the thing for me is that he's going deep. You know, it's not like he's getting cut off at five innings with an inflated pitch count. And last night he finishes six, still in the mid-80s. And there's a debate to be had that, you know, three-run lead, do you bring him back out there? And I'm sure he would have loved to go get a chance to go through seven. Went with the bullpen. No harm, no foul. There were some jams in the later innings. It's an interesting debate because Morton at times this year feels like one of those guys that even when he is good, maybe have to cut him off a little bit sooner just for his own good. But I don't know. In a case like last night, would you guys have liked to have seen him go deeper? I guess is the question.
I'm cool with how it ended for him, especially with – I know people don't want to factor in, well, the heat, and you know what? It's baseball. You play in the heat. Yes, you do. But when you pitch in the heat – and you saw how it just impacted your roster recently. Oh, and by the way, the Orioles still have a few guys on the IL that are on their pitching staff, too. I haven't seen Kyle Bradish or Tyler Wells or Grayson Rodriguez yet this year. Oh, and Kate Povich is on the IL as well. So there's that factor. And then the other part of it is, Nolan, like you said, or you were kind of alluding to, of going, well, he got us to this certain point. You say, hey, good job, and you move on. I got to tell you, taking a guy out, I know there's the worry of taking a guy out too soon, but taking a guy out where he did the job that you needed him to do, and he can go into the next start knowing that he fulfilled his responsibility, it's a game changer. I love to talk about the mental side. That's such a different opinion, because imagine Charlie goes out, seventh inning, and he gives up two walks or a hit or something, and then those get cashed in. Now that's skewed a little bit, right? Because I'm like, oh, Charlie was good, but then he couldn't finish it.
Yeah,
it was a clean ending for him. It builds the momentum, which is the narrative right now, that Charlie Morton is pitching just as good as any Oriole and just as good as a lot of pitchers here right now in the American League.
We were talking yesterday, Ryan, as Morton has bounced back and, you know, gave the Orioles exactly what they needed, a quality start, gave them length, and the bullpen came in. All right, they didn't give up any runs. They, you know, battled out of some jams for sure. But after that disaster Wednesday night, you're up 8-0. Trevor Rogers was brutal, let's be honest. I mean, there's no other way to say it. The bullpen was brutal. The offense didn't get a hit after the second inning. I mean, that was about as bad a loss as you could possibly endure in a season which the Orioles have had some...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bad loss. But for them to bounce back the way they did last night against a really good pitcher in Drew Rasmussen, by the way, and to get that one, I think we'll take – look, is it 3-1 Orioles advantage? Well, it should have been, no. But to salvage a split based on the circumstances of Wednesday, not to make excuses for them, I thought that was a nice little counterpunch, Wilfred Benitez style off the ropes there.
Well, what do you want when you get smacked in the face or you get embarrassed in some capacity? What's the best thing you can do is get back up and get right back on that horse and find a way to succeed. And the Orioles did that. Because earlier this year, what happened? Games where they lost, where it was an embarrassing loss or frustrating, it snowballed. And that's the part of baseball, right? Like, you can lose a game by 20 and you can come back the next day and beat that team. That's the nature of the business, so long as you can move past it. Baltimore's moving past it. And I still think, for me, despite all of it, I know it's a different side note, the worst loss of the season was the night Brandon Hyde got fired, because of all the reasons for that game where you did everything that you should have, except you didn't score more runs than the other team, and you just let that get away. The 8-0 game for me was disappointing, but I think I would argue now on the other side, this Orioles win yesterday was one of their most impressive victories, given the circumstance, because you know what? You tie that series, and guess what? You're going to go play the Yankees, a team that you have had a good amount of success against, won the season series in back-to-back years. That gives you confidence going against the Yankees, who are they're having their own issues right now.
We'll come back. Take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Got Buy or Sell coming up later in the hour. Peter Schmuck, Ryan Ripken's going to join us at the bottom of this hour from BaltimoreBaseball.com. But the Orioles now off to the Bronx. They've had New York's number over the last couple of years. A year ago today, beat them 17-5. At Yankee Stadium. New York broke the schneid yesterday. Can the Orioles keep their magic against New York alive? And we'll get your thoughts here too, Ryan. Yankees like to throw at Oriole hitters. I think Moo Man, Duck Man, they're throwing at somebody, and it might be you.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.